Leviticus chapter 16. And the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they made an offering before the Lord, and died. And the Lord said to Moses, Speak to Aaron your brother, and don't let him come at just any time to the holy place, inside the veil, into the presence of the atonement cover, which is over the ark, so that he does not die. For I will appear over the atonement cover in the cloud. Aaron will come to the sanctuary with this, with a bull calf of the oxen for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. He will wear a holy fine linen tunic, and fine linen trousers will be over his body, and he will gird himself with a fine linen girdle, and he will wear a fine linen turban. They are holy garments, and he will wash his body with water, and he will put them on. And he will take from the congregation of the sons of Israel 2 goat bucks for a sin offering, and 1 ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron will offer the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and he will atone for himself and for his household. And he will take the 2 goat bucks, and stand them before the Lord at the entrance to the tent of contact. And Aaron will cast lots for the 2 goat bucks. 1 lot is for the Lord, and 1 lot is for the scapegoat. And Aaron will offer the goat buck, on which the lot fell to the Lord, and he will perform the sacrifice of it as a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat will be stood before the Lord alive to atone for himself, by dismissing it as a scapegoat into the desert. And Aaron will offer the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and he will atone for himself and for his household, and he will slaughter the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself. And he will take a censer full of burning coals from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of aromatic incense ground fine, and he will bring it inside the veil, and he will put the incense on the fire before the Lord. And the cloud of the incense will cover the atonement cover, which is above the testimony, so that he does not die. And he will take some of the blood of the bull, and he will sprinkle it with his finger on the surface of the atonement cover, towards the east. And he will sprinkle some of the blood in front of the atonement cover with his finger 7 times. And he will slaughter the goat buck of the sin offering, which is for the people, and he will bring its blood inside the veil, and he will do with its blood as he did with the blood of the bull. And he will sprinkle it on the atonement cover and in front of the atonement cover. And he will atone for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the sons of Israel, and because of their transgressions with all their sins. And he will do likewise for the tent of contact which remains with them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there will be no one at the tent of contact when he goes to make atonement in the holy place until he comes out and has atoned for himself and for his household and for the whole convocation of Israel. And he will go out to the altar which is before the Lord, and he will atone for it, and he will take some of the bull's blood and some of the goat buck's blood, and he will put it on the horns of the altar round about. And he will sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger 7 times. And he will cleanse it and sanctify it from the uncleanness of the sons of Israel. And he will finish atoning for the holy place, and the tent of contact, and the altar, and he will bring up the goat buck that is alive. And Aaron will lay both his hands on the head of the goat buck that is alive, and he will confess over it all the iniquities of the sons of Israel, and all their transgressions in all their sins, and he will put them on the head of the goat buck. Then he will release it, by the hand of a man fit for it, into the desert. And the goat buck will bear on itself all their iniquities to an isolated land. So he will release the goat buck into the desert. And Aaron will come to the tent of contact, and he will take off the fine linen garments, which he put on when he went into the holy place, and he will deposit them there. And he will wash his body with water in a holy place, and he will put his clothes on. Then he will go out, and he will perform the sacrifice of his burnt offering, and the burnt offering for the people, and he will atone for himself and for the people. and he will burn the fat of the sin offering on the altar. And he who releases the goat buck as a scapegoat will wash his clothes and wash his body with water, and after that he will come to the camp, and he will bring the bull of the sin offering and the goat buck of the sin offering whose blood was brought to make atonement in the holy place, out to outside the camp, and they will burn their skin and their flesh and their dung with fire. And he who burns them will wash his clothes, and he will wash his body with water, and after that he will come to the camp. And it will be an age-abiding statute to you in the seventh month, on the 10th day of the month. You will humble yourselves, and you will not do any work, neither a native nor the foreigner who is living among you. For on this day the priest will make atonement for you to cleanse you. You shall be clean from all your sins before the Lord. It is a Sabbath of Sabbatic observance to you, and you will humble yourselves. It is an age-abiding statute. And the priest whom he shall anoint, and whom he shall install to officiate as priest in place of his father, will make atonement, and he will put the fine linen garments on, the holy garments. And he will atone for the holy sanctuary, and he will atone for the tent of contact and the altar, and he will atone for the priests and for all the people of the convocation. And this will be an age-abiding statute to you, to atone for the sons of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as the Lord commanded Moses.